USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Control of Congress is riding on the outcome of tomorrow's midterm election. Republicans are hoping a red wave will help them pick up enough seats to gain a majority in both the House and Senate. Polls show a number of key races will likely go down to the wire. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out a priority of the Republicans should they take back control of the House on CNN.
First thing we're going to do is make sure an economy that's strong. You've got to make sure that the new regulations that are adding to inflation has got to get curved back. Then you've got to make sure America's energy independent. If you lower the price of fuel, you also lower transportation costs and others.
A respiratory virus called RSV is overwhelming children's hospitals across the country. For young kids, the symptoms of RSV are worse than COVID. The CDC says an estimated 100 to 500 children die from complications every year. The odds of winning tonight's huge Powerball jackpot are 1 in 292 million. It's the highest jackpot in history at $1.9 billion. The total continues to climb as no one wins the top prize. The last time someone won Powerball was August. Much of Florida's East Coast is under a hurricane watch as subtropical storm Nicole churns toward the Bahamas. A storm surge watch is in effect from southeast Georgia to south of Fort Lauderdale. Forecasters expect Nicole will be at or near hurricane strength as it nears Florida's East Coast by Wednesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Skygazers will have their telescopes out early Tuesday morning.
The last total lunar eclipse until March of 25 will turn the moon blood red early tomorrow morning. The eclipse is being called the Beaver Blood Moon Lunar Eclipse since it occurs during November's full beaver moon. It will be visible across North America, the Pacific, Australia, and parts of Asia. It starts at 3 a.m. Eastern and ends about 8:50 a.m. It should be noted the moon will set before the conclusion of the lunar eclipse on the East Coast and neighboring time zones. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A supporter of GOP gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was allegedly attacked at a rally for New York Governor Kathy Hochul over the weekend. In New York City on Monday, Zeldin says political violence in any form is not okay.
We had one of our supporters actually at a Kathy Hochul event, and she ended up getting choked. It's all caught on video. It's been reported by some in the media. And Brad Hoyleman, a state senator, called on me to condemn the victim.
Twitter is delaying account verifications until after Election Day. The San Francisco-based company updated its app for Apple devices on Saturday, promising users who pay an $8 subscription fee that they would get a blue check mark on their profiles. However, the rollout was put on hold Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.